time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. We are approaching the 10th anniversary of the 2011 tsunami that impacted this region and destroyed Crescent City Harbor, causing about $50 million in damage up there. That tsunami was caused by an earthquake that happened off the coast of Japan on March 11th. That was the largest earthquake ever recorded in Japan, and it sent a heck of a tsunami across the Pacific that landed on our coast about 9 hours later. Looking back, it's funny what your memory preserves after 10 years. Three things stand out for me personally. I was about to go to bed that night when my smartphone beeped with a message about an 8.9 earthquake off the coast of Japan, and I have this clear memory of just matter-of-factly putting on a NOAA shirt so I could go to work, because I knew that I'd be interviewed by TV news stations. I also remember casually remarking to my wife that I was going to work and that I would be there a very long time. You see, like a fire department, your local weather office is a 24/7 emergency response agency, and all of our staff are on call so we can go to the office during a major event, which this certainly was. So I headed into the office and called in additional staff as well. The next clear memory I have is of me walking out of the office after 48 hours of craziness and thinking that it didn't seem like that much time had passed. Everything in the middle, all 48 hours worth, is kind of blurry for me. The final thing I remember about that event, and the most important one, is waking up the following day to the news that this region had performed extremely well in almost every regard, with only one death in Del Norte County, and that resulted from someone going to watch the tsunami. I was relieved and proud of the region at the same time, because the fact that this region performed so well was no accident. It was the direct result of years of sustained effort to get prepared for this exact event. This included community evacuation drills, annual testing of the tsunami warning communication system, which this radio station participated in, and the planning for how to evacuate harbors to save the region's commercial fishing fleet. Every community member, organization, and elected official that was involved in those efforts deserved to be proud of their work. But now, as I ponder the 10 years since that event, I have a sobering reality to face, which is that preparedness is a transient state that requires constant care and feeding, or it just simply goes away. It also requires a constant supply of leaders in the community who can keep some focus on preparedness, no matter how many other distractions and priorities come along. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.